West Coast music festivals like Sasquatch and Coachella are mainstays in the music industry. These events attract some of the biggest names in the business, and fans from all over the country flock to them. But this weekend, a newer music festival in Idaho is beginning to make a name for itself among music trendsetters. Organizers of Boise's Tree Fort Music Fest say they're offering a grassroots alternative in the crowded music festival market. Frankie Barnhill reports.
3 years ago, Lori Shandro could never have imagined she'd be producing a music festival with more than 350 bands. But during the inaugural Tree Fort Music Fest in 2012, she says the excitement in Boise was palpable, and it made her realize something.
There was a chance to create something permanent and lasting in this community and to change this community in a way that it wanted to be changed.
Shandro says since that first year, Boise's love for this community-grown festival has only increased. A few days before all those bands hit town, Shandro got an update on how things were coming together from festival staff.
I need one more super volunteer in the box.
The Tree Fort team is a group of mostly 20 and 30-somethings. This is not their day job. There's a PR guy from the local ski hill, a waitress from Casanova Pizza, and even a staffer from the Idaho legislature. In the months leading up to Tree Fort, they got into high gear planning the five-day event. Shandro has two right-hand guys, Drew Lerona and Eric Gilbert. In the beginning, Gilbert says Tree Fort was just a concept. He and Shandro laugh when they look back on what they were getting themselves into.
Mid-stride that first year, I was really saying, hey, we should really tamper this down. But Lori from the get-go was just like, no, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this, right? You know, and so before we knew it, the small 1 or 2 day festival of 60 bands or so turned into 140 bands that first year.
Most of the bands playing at this weekend's festival aren't very well known, but that's not what Tree Fort is looking for.
I mean, there are some names out there that don't necessarily have the best live show, but people will pay to see the like mythos of that person. And that's just kind of the model we try to avoid.
Gilbert says the musicians he books mostly fly under the radar, and that's a good thing. He says these bands are more likely to give a solid performance, and there's an added bonus for fans. They get the chance to discover new music close up. And for music critic Nick Peterson, that recipe is what makes this festival so unique.
Bands love playing it.
Peterson runs a music blog out of the Bay Area. He travels around covering music festivals, but he grew up in Spokane. So when he heard Boise was starting Tree Fort 3 years ago, he was curious.
You know, you have Seattle and Portland as such strongholds. And then Spokane and Boise, comparatively, I think the conventional wisdom is that they're behind. But Tree Fort has sort of shown Boise what it could be. I think that offers a lot of hope and realistic opportunities for a community, and that's huge.
Peterson says the music festival market is pretty saturated, but he thinks Tree Fort's doing a good job of standing out in the crowd. The music blogger says Boise's laid-back, friendly attitude translates into every part of the festival, and its ability to be open to anything. Magic Sword likes that. Magic Sword is an electronic music project that debuted at Tree Fort last year. It's more like a theatrical experience, though, complete with lights, video clips of fantasy movies from the 80s, a comic book, and props. The musicians behind the project wear black cloaks and masks to hide their identity.
When you're a grown man dressed in a mask, some people may not really be into that.
But instead of coming off as painfully nerdy, the group is a big hit. The leader of the project goes by the moniker The Keeper of the Magic Sword. He says Tree Fort was the perfect place to launch their music.
Nowhere could I have gotten in front of that many people. There's this energy all over the whole city when Tree Fort's happening, so I just felt like that positivity just kind of carried through.
Back at Tree Fort headquarters, just before the weekend, the festival team was hard at work. In between discussions on ticketing, volunteer schedules, and beer tents, someone walked in with a case of PBR. The group took a moment to laugh and joke about the weekend's unpredictable weather forecast.
Who's in charge of weather?
Yeah. David.
David, that does sound like a project for David.
After the last band is packed up late Sunday night and the dust settles on downtown Boise, The Treefort team is hopeful all these late-night meetings will have paid off. The festival hasn't made any money yet. That's pretty typical for a music festival's first few seasons, but organizers are hopeful this year will mark their first time in the black. But between now and Sunday, there's music to explore. I'm Frankie Barnhill in Boise.